Saturday is Climate Impacts Day, an effort by 350.org to link severe weather events and climate change. To do that, they are asking people to connect the dots by sending pictures of dots they put on places impacted by weather and climate change. Some will place dots on melting glaciers, others on crops dying from drought. In Waitsfield, Vermont, people will join 350.org founder Bill McKibben to show how Tropical Storm Irene devastated the state.
We're behind the curve of climate change. We're doing this huge day of action on May 5th all over the world next Saturday, emphasizing the, you know, where people will rally in thousands of places, including Vermont, that have already felt the sting of climate change. And that's everywhere now. Drought, flood, strange weather, ocean acidification, these things are so prevalent, so everywhere. The damage that's already been done is enormous. Now we're just trying to keep it from getting any worse than it has to get, and it's going to take a great struggle to do that. And of course, Waitsfield was hard hit by Hurricane Irene, a perfect example of what the scientists have been warning us about for many years.
350.org Executive Director Mae Bouvy says they came up with the idea for the Connect the Dots campaign in the wake of the global string of severe weather events over the past year.
There was just a new poll that was released by Yale University that stated that Americans' concern about climate change was increasing with more extreme weather and warmer temperatures. And actually, 82% of Americans reported that they personally experienced one or more types of extreme weather in the past year. But often it feels to people like an isolated incident. And what our mission at 350.org is all about creating a global movement to combat the climate crisis. And so we are organizing so that people can see how what is affecting them where they live is linked to someone far across the globe, and that the culprit is the same phenomenon, climate change.
350.org's Mae Bouvy has already received some photos, including one from a couple in Vermont affected by Irene.
They held up a picture of the two of them in front of this pile of rubble, and the husband held up a sign that said, "This used to be my house," and his wife held up a sign that was just a big dot. And that's exactly what we're starting to see for Saturday, is people really showing what is happening to them. And that image inspired hundreds of thousands of people. It helps people understand just how serious this is.
The Boston Climate Action Network plans to depict a Jamaican family struggling with sea level rise moving to Boston, only to deal with asthma due to pollution. Boston CAN coordinator Loy Hayes says they want to draw attention to the fact that climate change is already happening.
Connect the Dots is really about stepping back and seeing the pattern that all these separate dots create. And so we'll have actual physical, you know, paper dots that will connect drought in southeastern Massachusetts or flooding from Hurricane Irene in Vermont or sea level rise in Florida, and people to realize, oh, there is a pattern here. It's about climate change.
Over 1,000 events in over 100 countries are planned on Saturday, including numerous events across this region. A link to information is available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.